Hi, my name is James. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from lust, pride, sexual addiction, and pornography. Hey. I accepted Christ for forgiveness of my sins when I was 7 years old. About 3 years later, an older friend introduced me to my first Playboy magazine. I was hooked. I discovered masturbation, and the lure of the pornographic images increased that desire even more. I learned at an early age how to hide what I was doing from my parents and act as normal as possible. In my church youth group, I was struggling to appear good to my friends, but all the while I continued to give in to the urges that had begun several years earlier. As long as I didn't get caught, I rationalized that I could manage the guilt and shame. James 1:8 in the NIV states, "Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do." My loyalty was divided between God and the world. The summer of my junior year in high school, I had my first sexual relationship. Although it was short-lived, I became confused even more as I tried to deal with the guilt and the shame which came afterwards. I continued to manage the duality of my life as I graduated, went to college, and became engaged 3 years later. I thought that marriage would provide a good way to control my desires. However, I was still attempting to manage my life and my sin instead of turning both over to God. Over time, my sinful behavior caught up with me, and I was exposed for some of the things I had done during our 12 years of marriage. My sexual addiction cost me a job and ultimately my marriage. I was embarrassed and ashamed, but even that did not get my attention to repent and turn my life around. I tried to do better in my own strength, but I would soon find myself back in the habits I'd fought to break. After my divorce, I moved to be closer to a new job and a new church. I made an effort to read the Bible and live a better life. I met my current wife, Annette, in the singles class at church, and about 18 months later, we married. This time, I really believed that I had control over the habits that plagued my first marriage. Unfortunately, that sense of control turned to more shame and guilt as I continued fighting the same addictive struggles. On several occasions, I thought about what my life might be like without the chains I felt from my sin. Instead of turning completely to God, who knew me intimately and still desired a relationship with me, I chose to struggle in my vain attempts for freedom from my sin. May 30th, 2014, God touched my life in a very powerful way. He caused me to have a heart attack. The location of the blockage was in an artery nicknamed the Widowmaker due to the fact that only about 20% of patients survive. For the very first time, I knew that God was in control of my life and he had my attention. This humbling experience gave me cause to reflect on my 50-year struggle with pornography and sexual addiction. I realized I could no longer keep fighting it. Two nights after coming home, God spoke to me and told me that I could not die and take the secrets of my past with me. I revealed this ugliness of my sin as I confessed to my wife. The hurt and pain expressed on her face was devastating to me. I spoke to our pastor and he recommended I seek professional counsel and enter a 12-step recovery group. He told me about regeneration and I began attending in June just a few weeks later. I wasn't sure what to expect the first night I attended. I felt like I was the only person in the world who had these struggles, but I knew I was broken and needed healing. As I listened to the testimony and opening group and later shared with other newcomers, I sensed something different about regen. After going to orientation the second week, I still didn't have any idea what to expect, but I knew this was where I needed to be. During groundwork, God began to slowly reveal what sin had done in my life. For the first time since accepting Christ as a young boy, I realized the truth that God loved me unconditionally. I finally understood the price that Jesus Christ, his son, had paid. The blood that he shed covered over all of the ugliness of my sin. I learned it was next to impossible in my own strength to remain sober for even a day at a time without trusting God. I began to see that God was answering my prayers for forgiveness, and he was increasing my faith in him as I trusted him each day. I knew I had to keep coming back because God was using it in such a unique way to turn my life around. For the first time, I saw how honesty with God, myself, and others was important to healing. I began to read my Bible and memorize scripture, something I had half-heartedly attempted to do for many years. Now I understood firsthand what Jesus meant in Matthew 5:6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be satisfied. That verse was one of the first I memorized, and I believed it completely. That's what I wanted, to be satisfied by the word of God and not by the world. Groundwork prepared me for some rigorous honesty with myself and others, and I was excited when I was finally placed in a small group. Recovery through the 12 steps in regen wasn't easy, but having God, two fantastic leaders, and 14 other guys made for a life-changing process. I admitted my life was broken and unmanageable, and that I had been powerless over my struggle with sex and porn for 50 years. For the first time, I realized that God was the only one who had the power to restore my life. I knew, as a young boy, I had trusted Jesus to be my Savior, but now I understood I needed to turn my life and will over to Him and make Him Lord of my life. I wasn't sure what to expect as I began to do my moral inventory. God began to reveal to me the people I had hurt over the years. He showed me that in spite of it all, He still loved me and welcomed me back into fellowship with Him. God showed me what it meant to confess my sin to Him and to others close to me and to receive forgiveness. I made a conscious decision to turn away from my past and turn towards God. I knew for this life change to continue, I had to remain faithful to Him. God was gracious and continued to reveal truth through His word. Combined with prayer and meditation, my life began to radically change. I no longer sought to gratify my selfish nature. I discovered more and more healing and satisfaction in Christ. As I experienced God's forgiveness, I was able to forgive others who had harmed me. With the help of my mentor, I prayerfully drafted a testimony to the individuals I needed to share my recovery with and forgave them the hurt they had caused me. Since I didn't know where they lived or if they were even alive, I prayed this testimony to God, thanking Him that I could finally forgive them and asked Him to forgive them as well. I began to make amends with those that God had brought to mind through my inventory. First and foremost, I confessed to my wife and asked her forgiveness for the hurt my sin had caused. Through God's grace in her life, she was able to forgive me. From this, I have witnessed how God has restored our marriage and brought both of us closer to each other and to Him. In time, I was also able to ask forgiveness of my children for the actions that brought about the divorce from their mother. Now, almost 3 years after starting regen, my life continues to be transformed into what God desires it to be. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." For me, this has been a daily, oftentimes hour-by-hour work in my life by God's Spirit. God's most recent revelation to me has been that of my pride. This has been the hardest for me to see, as I did not fully understand its significance and how much it has impacted my life. I have witnessed God's mercy by His revealing to me how my pride has been the basis for many of the sin habits I had developed. I have seen that it has caused me to become angry with others and at times think that I am somehow better than they are. God has used my wife and others to help me see that I'm just as guilty of my sin of pride as I had been with the struggles of sex and pornography and the sin it has caused in my life. I continue to look deep into myself and my thoughts. I weigh words and actions in the balance against God's standard. When I am tempted to sin and fall back, I have a means whereby I can confess and repent to God, my wife, the men I am accountable to, and my community group. I have discovered that I am developing a deeper relationship with all of them, most importantly, God. God has been gracious to remind me of the thought I had many years ago of what it would be to experience true freedom from my struggle with sin, sexual addiction, and pornography. I thank him daily for that freedom, which came by way of Jesus, his son, dying in my place. If you're here tonight and you do not have a personal saving relationship with Christ, I urge you to consider his words. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." My name is James, and I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from lust, pride, sexual addiction, and pornography. And I give it all the glory to God. Thank you.